My office number, 716-688-7576. Again, my name is Chris.
Thanks so much, Chris, for spending the hour with us, and sorry about your loss.
Thank you very much.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday. Good luck to the Bills tomorrow, and always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. Odyssey Station.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. New York is joining a handful of states in requiring healthcare workers to get a COVID-19 booster shot.
You would want to make sure that anyone taking care of you is fully protected, but also we've seen hospitals and healthcare facilities stressed because people who maybe only have the vaccination, not boosted, are having breakthroughs. And this is a phenomenon of Omicron.
Governor Hochul says she was expanding on a vaccine mandate she instituted last fall, requiring healthcare workers to get vaccinated because too many breakthrough infections are being reported among healthcare workers. She says under the new order, healthcare workers will be required to get their shots within 2 weeks of becoming eligible for a booster. The Erie County Health Department presenting test-to-stay protocols for students in schools. The program may start for many schools as early as next week.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
You know, just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco, and I was telling him that with every passing year, we gain an advantage. I'm going to talk about that advantage coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Donesco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you on Senior Radio Buffalo. And the man of the hour, the gentleman we're going to be speaking to next, you heard at the very top of the hour because he starts our show, and that's Richard Derwald, known as Mr. Fitness here. He is a senior fitness consultant with Erie County. That means he really knows his stuff. And boy, does he look good. Richard, good morning. Nice to have you back with us on Senior Radio.
Good morning, Linda.
It's great to have you.
Thank you very much.
Now, Richard, the seasons are changing. People are kind of getting used to getting out again. This might be a great time to remind people to listen, enjoy the fall leaves and get out there and take a walk.
That's for sure. That's absolutely right. You can't beat the outdoors. And with so many people with the quarantine, that doesn't mean you can't go outside.
Right.
I mean, we have to get outdoors.
And you know, Richard, this was kind of a stuffy, humid summer. So for a lot of people, they're actually looking forward to the change of the seasons. And I have to tell you, I have been heeding your advice and getting out more because my husband and I invested in what they call e-bikes. That means electronically assisted, which basically means it's a 7-speed bike with a battery. I have to tell you, we're doing 17-mile rides, 15-mile rides. Richard, it makes all the difference in the world. A little investment in something like that can make you feel like a kid again.
Wow, but can I ask, Linda, where are you riding your bike?
Well, we are looking, first of all, we have some great friends who are hooked up with all these wonderful trails throughout Erie County. We're not talking about riding on the street. There's bike trails. We went from Lewiston to Youngstown, all the way up to Old Fort Niagara and back. We have been to the outskirts of the Buffalo Harbor because there's a wonderful bike trail through there that will get you all the way out to the river, and you can see the lake and you can see the city on the other side. The trail is beautiful. And now we're going to be, I think we're going to be heading to Alden pretty soon and Akron. There's a trail that goes out there. So there's miles and miles of bike trails. And you know, Richard, you get on these trails and you keep saying to yourself, I didn't even know these were out here. And you're going through some beautiful areas of Western New York, pretty private. Some of them are wooded. Some go out to just with slow traffic streets, you know, residential streets. I have to tell you, it's changed our lives.
That's wonderful, and it does change your life. Being out, it's one of the best medicines that we can handle is being outside. And I'd just like to point out that all the great county parks, like, you know, Chestnut Ridge, and you just mentioned Akron.
Yep.
I mean, Akron Falls is a beautiful place to spend an afternoon.
Oh, yeah. So what we do is that we meet our friends at a destination, and usually it's a parking lot that they have for the bike trail. And what you do is you put your bike it attaches to your truck or your car. It's like a bike stand, and you attach the bikes to that, get out to where you're going, then you unpack the bikes, and then you go from there. So everything is very secure. You're not out with a lot of traffic. And that way you can work on your balance, which actually I had. I mean, I knew, they say you never forget how to ride a bike, but you're a little rusty, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Yes, I know the feeling.
Yeah. So it was great. And you know, these bikes today, I think these are seven or 10 speed bikes. So still, you have to pedal. The bike just doesn't go. But if you need a little extra assist and you're pedaling, you'll find that you will get up that hill, you know, and it just makes the whole ride so enjoyable. You say, yes, let's go, instead of, no, I'm afraid to go because I may be too winded or, you know, I'm so out of shape. This is just a great way to go. It's a great investment.
Well, you just sold me. That is absolutely fantastic. I am going to try it. I've seen them.
Yeah.
But I've never actually ridden one. It sounds like a great experience.
Yes, but you know what? You can walk on these trails, too. We pass tons of people who are just walking, enjoying the scenery, so you don't even need a bike to enjoy them, right?
Right. No, you're absolutely correct, Linda. And that's what I've been doing, too. And you're right. There are a lot of places, and they're not even that far from your home.
No.
My God, I never walked here. I didn't know this was here.
Right.
And, yeah, a little exploring. It's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you can take the grandkids with you. Everybody loves to go take a walk, you know. And you know, you don't realize the people who have been working on these paths, whether they're county people or state people, but they've done a great job. I mean, most of these paths are very well paved, and they're very well maintained. And you got room to ride two abreast, or if you want to walk four abreast, there's plenty of room. And they're everywhere. We took another ride that was along the Erie Canal, and that was interesting because they had markers along the way that were telling us what had happened here in the past. So, you know, Western New York is so beautiful.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, a lot of these paths really, and the pristine condition that they're in now, didn't exist 5 or 6 years ago.
I know.
I mean, there's been a lot of work done here in Erie County, a lot of work, making things so much better for everybody that likes the outdoors.
And, you know, Richard, you always talk about, you know, what it does, how exercise affects you mentally. Everybody we pass, whether they're walking or they're on another bike, is smiling when we're out in nature and we're out on one of these bike paths. Everybody is so happy to be out and moving. It just changes everybody's disposition.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I guess I kind of feel that way. It's the thing we should be doing. That's why.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to go into the season now where it's going to get darker a little earlier.
Yes.
And so it's important to take those hours that we do have in this beautiful season, this nice cool weather, and get out and enjoy it. And then if you do that, you won't mind the darkness so much because you'll really have taken advantage of when it is nice outside.
Well, here in the Northeast, we certainly have some of the, I've been with people who from Europe and everything, said you have no idea what autumn and fall is here in the Northeast United States. And especially right here in our area, it's spectacular.
It is.
Absolutely spectacular.
It is. And if you can get out and move, get out and move. Because you know what? The more you do it, the more limber you will get. And you know, maybe it's a matter of if your feet hurt, your knees hurt, get something that's going to help you move. Get better sneakers. Get orthotics. Make sure you use a cane if you need to, or a walking stick. whatever it is, get out and enjoy. Your dog wants to go for a walk, you know. This is a great opportunity to get out and not only meet his needs, but meet our needs as well. Because the longer this cold season lasts, the more sedentary we get. We start putting on weight. We start eating more. This way, if you're matching it with a great 10-mile, you know, a bike ride, then you can stop for lunch, you know, and you can enjoy it.
Right, exactly. Boy, oh boy, you said everything I was going to say.
Well, you taught me this, and I'm so happy to tell you that now I'm fine. I'm taking your advice to heart, and you're absolutely right about all this.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you. Yeah, I do kind of practice what I preach.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get outside every chance that I get. And I try to go to different places and see different things. And it's very therapeutic, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to let everybody know, Richard Durwald knows what he is talking about. Mr. Fitness, Senior Fitness Consultant with Erie County. And if you'd like to get in touch with Senior Services and find out more about where Mr. Fitness is going to be, you can call 716-858-8526. Their main number, again, is 716-858-8526. Lots of different stuff going on, huh?
Oh, plenty. Plenty. As a matter of fact, I've never seen more going on. The pandemic has been really tragic.
Mm-hmm.
It's been awful. But it's one upside is we're doing a tremendous amount of planning in Erie County. And like the song says, I can tell everybody right now that the best is yet to come. Some of the things that are on the horizon and are stuff I thought I never thought I'd see.
Really?
Yeah. But unfortunately, this is what I hate. I guess in broadcasting or in media, they call that a teaser.
Yeah.
But I can't go on any further because I'm not at liberty to make the announcements. But I'll tell you, there are some spectacular things going on here in Erie County. And, you know, of course, we have a relatively new commissioner of senior
mm-hmm.
services,
mm-hmm.
David Schenck. I believe you've met David.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and he's really given an awful lot of time to the community. So that's really been his whole life. And believe me, we got a fighter. We, meaning the senior community, have somebody that's really, really an advocate here. He's also quite a person. He's done an awful lot for the country, too. In his service, he's received a Bronze Star Combat Action Badge and a Meritorious Service Medal. He's just, he's a fighter. And we have put together team, his whole crew, we put together quite a spectacular plan that's going to be unveiled. And hopefully this COVID thing is at an end and we can all get out and enjoy it.
Oh, I hope so. And I'll tell you, we've got a perfect advocate in you because you really know what's available in Western New York and what's still needed. And just like you were saying, until you get out and see what people have done on our behalf. When I went out on that bike trail by the city, and we parked in a marina and just follow the signs for the bike trail, there's sculptures out there. There's ornamental grass out there. There's picnic areas. Who knew? I didn't know, but I know now.
And for the family,
mm-hmm.
just last night on the news, they unveiled a brand new playground in Chestnut Ridge Park.
Ooh.
For children. And, you know, they used to have kind of a gravel, sand,
right.
wood chip type of thing. This is all rubber mat. Can you believe that?
Nice.
Yes. And apparently there are going to be in other parks like Emory Park and Akron Falls and things that we just never had before.
Wow.
We have fitness stations.
Wow, I love it.
People don't even, you know, yes. Like in Ellicott Creek and some other parks, we have fitness stations. You can do stretching. You can do all kinds of exercises. I don't think a lot of people who've spent a lot of time in their home realize what great progress has been made over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and if you check in with your senior center, you're going to find that they're even doing like yoga, beginner's yoga outdoors. All you have to do is bring your mat and then go.
That's right.
And then, you know, just enjoy the sunrise with some folks and then get out there and have some coffee afterwards. You know, really fun stuff.
There are so many programs that a lot of people aren't aware of, but they're going to be aware of them because we're really planning a great marketing campaign to let everybody know what's going on here in Erie County and how good it is, I guess, really, to be a senior in Erie County. You know, Linda, there used to be a vitamin commercial that said it's a great time to be silver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're saying Erie County is going to be a great place to be silver.
Well, listen.
Because there's so much stuff going on.
Oh, Richard Durwald, you'd say it best, and you're our best advocate. Mr. Fitness, there's a reason why he starts our show every weekend. Senior fitness consultant with Erie County. And again, if you'd like to learn more about what Richard is talking about, call their main number at 716-858-8526. And remember, everybody, you hear Mr. Fitness right here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
What does the red shirt treatment really mean for you? It means getting answers without having to jump through hoops. It means getting access to the care you need so you can put your mind at ease and getting more ways to stay active while also helping those in our community who really need it. What does the red shirt treatment mean? Having 1,000 local people who are all about your health. Learn more about independent health at redshirttreatment.com.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out, and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I sure hope you are having a wonderful weekend. I hope the week has been good for you. Hope there hasn't been too much strain or fuss or concern with so much going on around us, politics and Omicron and all these other things that are happening. Because you know what? We've got the holidays right ahead of us. And I want all of us to enjoy our holidays and remember the reason for the season. And think about yourself
And what could make you happy in the new year? You're probably getting inundated with people asking you what they can get you for the holidays. But if you're like me, maybe things right now aren't of paramount concern for you. Maybe you could use a little help at home, okay? Let's face it, a lot of us, our situations are fluid. We might be recovering from a surgery. You just need a little help at home to get you going. Maybe you're recovering from COVID, or maybe you find that things are a little harder for you to do around the house than they were a couple of years ago. I've always said, you know, who built these cupboards so high in the kitchen? Whoever uses that top shelf in any of those cupboards? Nobody does. And it's too dangerous to get up on a step stool because things are just, you know, they're really not meant for someone for easy reach. And I'm bringing all this up because this is the perfect time to talk to you about a great program that is run by Erie.gov, okay, Erie County. And this is through Erie.gov Senior Services. I'm amazed at the great programs they have for seniors here in Erie County. They really try to think of everything. So this is a program called Consumer Direct. Now, this program, Consumer Direct, is for someone who needs a little assistance at home or someone who might be interested in helping someone as a personal care aide. Yeah, Consumer Direct is a non-Medicaid program. That's good. That means it has nothing to do with your salary, okay? And this is a program that lets you choose who helps you at home with things that you need, like cleaning and meal prep and errands, maybe a little yard work, things like that, you know, and more. I mean, there's so many different errands that would be so much easier if somebody else were doing them for you. Now, maybe in the new year, the people who have been helping you, maybe it's your kids and your grandkids and your family. A lot of people are moving out of Western New York. Maybe that little support system isn't going to be there for you. So maybe it's time now to think about a new plan. Well, Consumer Direct can hook you up with someone who is looking to be a personal care aide to do just those things with you. And through Consumer Direct, the program will also let you choose who helps you at home with those errands. You might have a relative who could really use the extra money, and they're there with you anyway, right? And you're very comfortable with them. They're not a stranger. This might be just what you're looking for. If this is more of what you're looking for in the new year, rather than a thing like a new sweater or this or something else that you don't need, you may want to go ahead and call New York Connects. That's how you find this program through Erie County Senior Services. New York Connects, and here's the number at 716-858-8526. That's 716-858-8526. If you qualify for this non-Medicaid program, and you probably will, you can also get screened for other benefits that you might need. If you need this person to help you, you probably need help with maybe nutrition. Well, there's a program for that through Erie County Senior Services. Maybe you're not getting around as well as you did before. You know, they do have transportation programs through Erie County Senior Services. They can get you to the doctor. They can get you out to get some groceries. They can also give you free insurance counseling and more. Now, you might say, you know, I already have insurance. But is that insurance correct for you at this age? Or was it something, a policy that you'd gotten years ago? Your needs have changed now. And so that free insurance counseling, you never know, could save you a lot of money. So we've got some wonderful local professionals at the other end of the phone line who are looking to help you, whether you are the person who needs some assistance at home or you would be interested in helping someone as a personal care aide. And I think sometimes at this time of year, it's that giving thing. Somebody really wants this position. And if that person is one of your loved ones, well, it's a match made in heaven, right? Because you're going to have somebody come into your home who is very familiar with you. And I want to give you the number again, because just in case you didn't think there was a program that could actually marry these two needs together, I'm so happy to tell you that there is. It's called New York Connects, and it's 858-8526. Yeah, you probably want to dial the 716, you know, ahead of time. But the number, once again, is 716-858-8526. And you can give them a call pretty much Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and somebody will be there to answer the phone for you. And needless to say, you know, sometimes it's just a little company. Sometimes it's just a little company, someone to have a cup of coffee with that answers that need for you. We've all spent so many hours alone through COVID. I don't want to see any more folks who are just hurting because they just don't have the company. And, you know, that can kind of lead you to a little depression. And then when that happens, maybe you're not doing the wash as often as you should. You start to not care about the dusting around the house. And a lot of things tend to go downhill. And it's all because your social life is completely dried up. Well, you know, a program like this can bring someone into your house on a daily basis that just puts that spring in your step. Just the fact that you know somebody is coming and that that person really wants to be in your company. You know, you can get things done like cleaning and meal prep while you're talking about so many different things, while you're in the car, just running to the doctor. So, again, it's a great program through Erie County Senior Services. And, again, it's a non-Medicaid program, and that's good because sometimes a lot of these Medicaid programs force you to be in a certain income bracket so that a program kicks in. This is a non-Medicaid program, so that's not the case at all. So what you can do is you call this number, and once again, it's 716-858-8526. You tell them Linda sent you. See if you qualify for this non-Medicaid program called Consumer Direct, and then you can get screened, you know what, for other benefits. Who is ever on the line will ask you about nutrition and transportation. Because again, if you're finding that these kinds of things are sliding because you don't have that little extra help, well, there's also more programs through Erie County that can match you up with these programs to make sure that those things aren't lacking in your life. Nutrition, transportation, again, free insurance counseling, and more. So it's really a wonderful program to think about as we get ready for the holidays and people are asking you what you want or how to get ready for the new year and know that that new year is going to be better than the one that we've had before. And I'm just so happy to be able to tell you about these and so many other great programs through Erie County. Erie.gov/senior services. Now, that's the big umbrella to find out about so many different things. But the program we're specifically talking about today here on Senior Radio is called Consumer Direct. And once again, it's a non-Medicaid program that not only lets you choose who helps you at home with anything you might need, but also would help someone who is interested in being that helper, that person who is a personal care aide. So I'm really glad to be able to kind of expound about this because I just feel that so many people are going to meet the right match and really have a great new year. And that's what it's all about. Once again, call New York Connects at 716-858-8526. And you tell if Linda Pellegrino sent you from Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. New York is joining a handful of states in requiring healthcare workers to get a COVID-19 booster shot.
You would want to make sure that anyone taking care of you is fully protected, but also we've seen hospitals and healthcare facilities stressed because people who maybe only have the vaccination, not boosted, are having breakthroughs. And this is a phenomenon of Omicron.
Governor Hochul says she was expanding on a vaccine mandate she instituted last fall, requiring healthcare workers to get vaccinated because too many breakthrough infections are being reported among healthcare workers. She says under the new order, healthcare workers will be required to get their shots within 2 weeks of becoming eligible for a booster. The Campaign for Greater Buffalo is taking its next step towards saving the Great Northern Grain Elevator from emergency demolition at the hands of ADM. All three sides, including the city, were back in court as the campaign was requesting a short stay through the weekend to avoid demolition of the grain elevator. The preservation group is looking to have its case heard by a justice of the appellate division. Justice Emilio Colaiacovo declined the campaign's order to show cause and denied the stay against any demolition of the structure. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Last week I was at a senior center, and a fella sitting next to me, he was probably about my age, and a woman walked over to him and said, "I hope you don't mind me telling you this, but there's a suppository in your ear." And she walked away, and the guy turned to me. He had a look of terror on his face, and I said, "What's wrong?" He says, "Now I know where my hearing aid went." Obviously, that was a joke.
And not a very good one.
Well, there's a lot of jokes about us, senior citizens, that is. But I have some positive news about being a senior citizen. When I learned some of the statistics regarding the current pandemic, I congratulate everybody listening to this broadcast, because in the area of mental health, we, that is senior citizens, did much, much better than the age group between 35 and 55. And that's because of our advantage. What advantage, you're probably asking yourselves now. But I'll tell you, with the passing of the years, the average person gains wisdom. And wisdom breeds courage. And when I talk about courage, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have any fear. Courage means that you don't let fear stop you from living and enjoying your life. You know, us old people, we're just young people who've been around for a while, or in some cases, a very long time. And with time comes wisdom, and with wisdom comes courage. We have all lived through trying times, and I especially like this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face." And that, my friends, is our advantage.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Thank you so much. You're so busy this time of year for fitting us in to your busy day. But, you know, I can promise you always that we have information that is just so worthy of taking a few minutes and listening, because sometimes our information can change your life, and I'd like to think it changes your life for the better. Case in point, we're speaking with the experts over at the Stamm Law Firm. We've got Brian and Brad Stamm standing by, and we also have Amanda Townsend, who's an estate planning and estate administrator. As I have told you before, they have well over, 13, 14 different attorneys over there who can help you in really all different facets of life. Sometimes you think, oh, well, this is a personal issue that I've got over here, or this is estate litigation, or maybe I need somebody to help me with my Medicare. Stamm can do it all. They have so many different wonderful attorneys who specialize in so many different things. So good morning, everybody, and it's really cool to have you back with us.
Good morning, Linda. It's great to be back.
You know, thank you so much. A lot of us are getting together for the holidays, and unfortunately, there's less of us all the time. And I don't want to be moribund about this, you know, or be down. But it's so important as life goes on and as things change is to have you folks working for us so you can help us navigate those tough times. And I'm talking about the fact that I know I'm going into the holidays missing a couple of members of my family who have passed away. This is when it is so important to have folks like you people standing by to help us navigate through this.
Linda, you said it absolutely correct. Navigating through the process. We talk about it a lot in our commercials and when we meet with clients, and that's really the procedure. And like you said, these conversations are not easy to have. It's not easy to call a lawyer's office, go in and meet, talk about your death or what's going to happen after you die and what's going to happen with your children or whomever. Those certainly are not easy conversations. But as we tell everybody, they're absolutely essential, because if you don't have that conversation and you don't engage in planning, so much of the things that you think are going to go somewhere may never go there. Or so many of the things you think you have in place may never be put into place. So that's why we're telling everybody, yeah, the conversation's tough, but I can promise you, you're going to enjoy the fact that you're going to learn this information, plan for your family and your loved ones, and you will feel better in the end. And Linda, like you said, the holiday time when families get together is the perfect time to be in bonds with you, to talk about this stuff with each other. You know, if mom or dad or someone in the family might be, you know, having a health issue or things are going a little different, is a perfect time to say, hey, why don't we get some information? Why don't we set up a meeting? What can it hurt, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, with Zoom, you can have two people who are in town and maybe you have a sibling who's out of town. You can all meet now via Zoom. So it's easier than ever, even if your people are out of town. You're right, guys. It's a hard conversation to have, but I can tell you it's harder if you don't have that conversation. My own dad passed of COVID this past April. And before he had, he was so confident that everything was taken care of for my mother and for my siblings. And then when we actually looked at the information, it was not. There were very, very important papers that never got signed. Just because they got sent to their house, they just put them away, not opening and reading them. And it caused a lot of issues down the road and a lot of headaches that I'm sure my father didn't mean for us to have, but they were necessary, you know, to be able now to get his estate in order. We're trying to let people know that this happens all the time, and it's so complicated if you don't check this ahead of time and put it all in order.
Linda, you know, it's interesting you say that about your own father. We even have close friends, some of whom have lawyers in their family, and then somebody passed away or somebody's in the hospital, and they say, oh, well, everything's taken care of. And I say, well, let me just take a look at the documents. And a lot of things aren't taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And they just assume they were, or they're in mom's safe and must be signed. These weren't signed. They're not witnessed. Or they named a power of attorney who's no longer living. So what we do with our documents is when clients come in, we'll just say, let's take a look at what you have now. Maybe you don't need anything new. And there's some people we say to them, you don't need our help right now. But there's a lot of other people that we say, we need to update this. This person's no longer living in Buffalo. This wasn't signed or a change in circumstance. Maybe somebody got recently married and they have their own kids. So there's always changes in life. And all those people we encourage come in when life changes or when things may change. And we'll just make sure you're up to date.
Absolutely. And families change. And you know what? You may have an opinion on how you would like your estate settled. You may have been estranged from someone in your family. And if you don't work this out ahead of time, you know, they're going to be there with everybody else. And Amanda, maybe you can weigh in on this, because estate planning and being an estate administrator can really let someone know that their final plans will happen exactly the way they wish.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, Linda. It's important to come in and ahead of time and get that set up and express how you want your estate, distributed to your family members, your friends, once you pass, because it's not always a guaranteed thing if you cannot get that set up ahead of time.
And Brian and Brad, there's an awful lot of people who don't do this because they don't think that they really have anything. I don't have much. It'll be split among my kids. But you really need to explain to people in the way the legal system works. That's not always the case.
Linda, I have a situation right now where there's not a lot of money in this bank account, but the father was telling his daughter and son, and it's not biological. It's a stepdaughter and this and that. Oh, you're taking care of. So, of course, they just believed what they heard. Father dies. Now it requires a 2 or 3 step process in court with something crazy called a kinship hearing, which is not only expensive, but now you're proving that people are related to other people. It gets really dicey when people think they have things set up and they don't have it reviewed by lawyers like us, who do this every day of our lives. And what it does is now it causes a tremendous amount of pressure, stress, and quite frankly, a lot of pain, because they don't, you know, these clients come in, I don't know what this means. Now I got a kinship hearing? What's a kinship hearing? Et cetera, et cetera. And we feel bad because we're like, oh boy. And you're right. If you do a little bit of planning and you come in and talk about it, it can happen so easily. get done right.
Absolutely. And now more than ever, we're looking at a lot of blended families, and that's a beautiful thing. But like you say, there are now extra people. You might have your dad who's remarried. You might have your mom who divorced her second husband. And you have to look at all of these papers that were filed years and years ago and really make sure, take them to the Stamm law firm and make sure that everything is up to date and everything is still the way that you planned it to be. Now, let me just stop for a second and let everybody know where you guys are. The Stamm Law Firm has two locations in Williamsville and Clarence, or you can go to stammlaw.com. But in Williamsville, they're at 1127 Worley Drive, and in Clarence, they're right on Main Street. And they always say, let our family help your family. And each of their many attorneys has experience dealing with many, many different types of matters. You don't have to have a personal injury lawyer over here and then go to another office for your elder law. No, the Stamms can do it all for you, and they can tell you where you stand with everything. And you know, guys, as a little addendum to my dad's situation, when my sister went to take a look at all the legal papers, the lawyer had passed away. So that was even another, you know, another barrier with how are we going to find all this stuff out. Now, this person has passed away, and they never, you know, had all their stuff moved from one office to the next. So you just never know. And that's a terrible feeling as you're getting older to say, I'm really not sure about how everything is going to pan out after I'm gone.
You know, Linda, you know what's great about that? We remove those barriers from families' lives because, first of all, as my dad has always said, now Brad and I are taking over the law firm. He's slowly retiring. Mm-hmm. My brother has two kids in law school right now. We have young lawyers in our office. The Stamms are going to be here for a long time. And that is a scary thing when someone says, well, his lawyer was up in Lewiston, but he's no longer in business or he passed away.
Right.
Where are you going to find these documents then?
Exactly.
Because not everybody keeps their documents at home. People lose their real estate stuff, their house deed. So these are critical things that it's nice to know a multi-generational family like ours will be here for the long run. We're Buffalo natives. We're Western New York natives. We're going to stay here for the remainder of our lives, and we're going to continue helping people of Western New York.
And Amanda, I'm sure you're finding out that when people come in, the Stamms are like part of the family, and it is such a wonderful, secure feeling when you sit down to work with people who really know what they're doing and really can help you. And people, you know, a lot of people can go into a lawyer's office and feel very, you know, well, I'm kind of feeling a little insecure about all this, but you folks make everything so relatable, and you help people understand all the documents that you're signing, and you never do feel intimidated. You have more people leaving your office smiling and ready to come back, you know, for other documents they might need. It really takes all the fear out of and the intimidation out of going to a lawyer's office.
Yes, that's absolutely our goal, Linda, is to make everyone feel comfortable and really understand the documents that they're signing and to break it down in a simple way so that it can all go smoothly.
Yeah, and again, just as Brian and Brad are saying, folks, you're getting together with family this time of year. It's important to have those tough conversations because you'll find once you start talking, they're not as hard, believe it or not, to get through, and everybody has something to say, but I can guarantee that life can be much harder if you don't have those conversations. If you're going to do it with people like Greg and Brad and Amanda and their incredible staff, because there's so much information that you're going to come out with, and you're going to feel so good about how your estate will be handled. Everything will be spelled out for you. The stammlaw.com, stammlaw.com. It's very easy to remember. It's double M, stammlaw.com on the internet. Or please give their main number a call at 631-5767 and let their family help your family.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
What does the redshirt treatment really mean for you? It means getting answers without having to jump through hoops. It means getting access to the care you need so you can put your mind at ease and getting more ways to stay active while also helping those in our community who really need it. What does the redshirt treatment mean? Having 1,000 local people who are all about your health. Learn more about independent health at redshirttreatment.com.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out, and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you as always, and I plan to be for a long time host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Listen, whether you're getting ready to count down your holidays, the new year, whatever it is. You know, there's 20 different holidays at this time of year for different faiths, different people, different cultures. So I can say happy holidays, and it may be 3 days after Christmas, and it still applies to somebody. Plus, we do have New Year's as well. But the bottom line is, we're going to be making a turn on this year, and we have a brand new one to start us off, and we want it to be as wonderful as it can be for each and every one of us. Now, it can't be if you feel that you are at your workplace still kind of the victim of maybe a little bit of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, age-related issues, retaliation, whatever the case may be. You do have an advocate. You do not have to suffer in silence. We're speaking this morning with Lindy Korn. She's the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn, and her number is 1-856-KORN with a K, 1-856-5676. And I welcome Lindy to the show once again this morning. Our chats are legendary, Lindy. It's great to have you back.
I feel like I'm in your living room or something. I really enjoy our discussion.
I know, because you know you are such a font of knowledge, and I'm just sucking it all up at this end, going, okay, what? Like an average person going, okay, really? This happens? But so I learn so much every time you're on. And you're bringing up a great point this morning, because there was an article about female lawyers. And it's funny, because female lawyers can be as much a situation of discrimination and harassment and retaliation, just like anybody else. You'd think a law office would know better. But female lawyers, what happens when they kind of get treated like the office mom? And that's an issue. So wait, let's talk about that this morning.
Oh, well, you know, I do want to say that, you know, there are many issues where genders, transgenders, everyone can be discriminated against in any workplace. However, I did want to discuss what has been circulating, which is, you know, articles about female lawyers who are mothers being treated as office moms. So, you know, there have been some statistics and studies done, you know, that when it comes to organizing parties, when it comes to recognizing people's birthdays, when it comes to helping doing a lot of very important administrative tasks, you know, and it doesn't necessarily rely on your title, but that it usually is still the female taking the notes.
Right.
And it's very interesting that, you know, and I'm talking really a lot of, you know, law very large law firms. I mean, some things are changing. But, you know, even if you look at the way pregnant workers are treated, you know, in firms, oftentimes it's not anything that is said, but they somehow get off the promotional track. They're not taken as seriously.
Very interesting. Okay, so have any cases been brought to court just on this?
Yeah, there are a lot of there are, you know, I don't have the statistics, but I would answer you in the affirmative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it also it's sort of like many bar associations have young lawyers committees, and sometimes issues like this, or they have started having working family committees. And those are very important new initiatives, you know, to make sure that, for instance, both fathers and mothers, you know, have the right to take time, but also not to lose their standing. It's more subtle. It's like you're treated like, well, you know, you're tired because you stayed up last night because your baby wouldn't sleep, and
right.
And we can see you're tired, and you're really not pulling your weight. And that may not, you may look tired, but you may absolutely be pulling your weight. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's sort of a subtle difference. And of course, that subtlety will not be sufficient for a case. But it's everything cumulatively that comes together. And there is a change. It's starting. But, you know, they used to have there used to be a saying, I believe you might remember it as well, Linda, where you would say, oh, that woman, she's the partner's wife at work.
Right. Sure. Absolutely.
And, you know, many times, you know, perhaps there would be an allegation that the person was either favoring or having an affair with someone that they picked out at work who really looked like the person's wife.
Right.
I mean, you know, we can't say this is just in the 50s because people don't talk about it. But you know, there was a very important case where a woman wasn't promoted because she didn't dress in femininely enough.
Oh, wow. You know,
she wore pantsuits all the time, and she was viewed as being too aggressive and not feminine enough.
Oh, wow.
And it's not that old of a case, you know. So, you know, it is important, you know, when you're at meetings and there's an impromptu note taking, you know, it's important to make sure that you make sure everybody takes a turn.
Amazing. But, you know, you still hear that today. Oh, she's his work wife. We still hear that. You know, that's amazing. But, yeah, the problem is, when it goes the next step and then you find that person isn't getting, you know, the respect and the jobs and, you know, everything else that goes with that job and that title. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like if you have children and you also need to and want to work, it sometimes feels like you're on an office mom track.
Right.
And, you know, how do you deal with that? You know, it's not that you're not being given, you know, being allowed to do your job. It's the way, it's a subtle thing. It's the way you're spoken to. It's things that you, it's just a little bit of a difference. But it really is a huge difference to the person who feels it.
Wow. Especially because usually to get to that point, you're at a place for a long time and, you know, you have a lot of trust in people and, you know, and I think something like that kind of like hits you all at once that's where you are now. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute. Yeah. Everybody's kind of moving forward but me.
Well, the one thing that I think is very, you know, not so great of a comment to make is that I always hope that like my generation who faced a lot of discrimination in the workplace
would help the younger generation. Mm-hmm. And instead, sometimes we find people saying, oh, just deal with it. I had to deal with it. You can deal with it, you know, right. Which is really sad because that's not how progress is made.
No, you know, it's so funny you would say that, Lindy, because I know for many years, just, of course, a lot of women will be nodding, listening to this, because I had some women who are wonderful and I had some women who acted just like that. And instead of kind of being your best friend on the job, they were your worst enemy, because like you say, they said, well, this is how this is what I've done all these years. You know, you're no better than me.
Right. And that's just, you know, I mean, you know, I have found if you treat people and give them a pass when they need it, it's such a great relationship that comes from that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's amazing.
And we all need it. We all need consideration at some point in our careers, you know, but it's very much, I guess what I'm saying is there are still a lot of stereotypes.
Oh, you yeah.
know? And it's certainly not just women. It can happen over any of the protected classes. But, you know, since women are the ones that actually carry a child, mm-hmm. It starts really when you make that decision to have children.
Yeah.
It really isn't something that a law firm handles particularly well.
Mm. And so, everybody, the thing is, the point of all this is that, yeah, even in law firms, it's rampant. It can happen. It can happen to anybody. And you can find yourself in a position where, you know what, you say to yourself, after all this time, I think I am suffering from discrimination. It can be quiet, and it can be very, very, you know, in your face. Sexual harassment, age discrimination, retaliation. This is what Lindy Korn does. She is in your corner. She's the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn. Nobody does it better. Give her a call now. Get your pen ready. It's 1-716-856-KORN with a K, KORN, or 1-716-856-5676. You may find that this is the best call you make today.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. Odyssey Station.
COVID cases surge. New data from the CDC showing that pediatric hospitalizations for COVID are soaring, reaching an all-time